This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two of the show. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, we've got them all for you. Right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. You can go back for months and download archives for free from Free Talk Live. Unlike all those other talk shows who want to charge you on a monthly basis, we give it away right there on the front page of the site at freetalklive.com.
And as you may know, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can just go and log on, freestateproject.org.
Excellent. freestateproject.org. Definitely something you want to look into if liberty is important to you. So we still got a lot to talk about tonight. On the way, the story about the Free Staters that were arrested today. Two of them were arrested and on disorderly conduct charges. We'll get you the details there. Plus, maybe you want to get a job in the United States sometime in the future. Well, you might just have to ask Daddy Government for permission to work. We'll talk about that also and much more. But let's go to the phones because this is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Tim in Chicago. Tim in Chicago, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich on the Amplifier line. Hello, Tim.
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Hey, excellent. Tim. Glad you're out there. What's up?
I had a comment about something you said toward the end of the show last night. It's sort of a part of my podcast today.
Okay.
You're talking about money buying elections, essentially.
Well, we were talking about the spending. I was talking about how I managed a political campaign and how we, you know, we analyzed the amount of money that we spent per vote received. And, I mean, there's no doubt that if you can spend more money, you're going to do better, in my mind at least.
Well, I'd like to put the evidence forward refuting that, actually.
Really? Okay.
Have you read or heard of Freakonomics?
Yes, I've read it.
Well, you know, in that book, the author, who's a University of Chicago economics professor, actually has a few pages talking about spending money on political campaigns. He says that it's not really the amount of money, it's something intrinsic about the candidate that both causes people to give him the money and it makes them win the election. So it's not a causality, it's a correlation that increases the spending on the winning candidate.
Well, okay, so what you're saying is it's not the only factor. I'm making sure I understand what you're saying here. It's, obviously, money's not the only factor in whether or not you're going to win. You have to have a candidate that gels with the people, that they can agree with, that they can get along with. I mean, you can't put up a gelatinous blob and put a whole bunch of money behind him and, you know, have him not go out and shake hands and not meet people and not be affable and win. So certainly money's not the only factor.
Right.
Am I interpreting that correctly?
Right, but...
But actually, I would say that not only is it not the only factor, but it's hardly a factor at all, according to some of his research here. He's compared a bunch of congressional races in 1972 with candidates that ran against the same opponent multiple times,
mm-hmm.
and the amount of spending varies between campaigns, as much as like a winner having his spending in the next campaign or the loser doubling his spending in the next campaign.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he said the variance in the vote only was affected by about 1% either way.
Hmm. Well, that may be so, but...
As long as they've got their party's endorsement, they're one of the two major parties.
Right, and but take, say, for instance, a Libertarian candidate where nobody knows who the hell he is. How are they going to grow to this guy's character if they don't even know about him? You have to have money behind the candidate in order to get his face out there, get his policies out there, let people know where he stands, who he is.
What you're saying, Jason, is presuming both candidates are getting equivalent amounts of coverage and, you know, they're being paid attention to, then the dollars that are being spent aren't as much of a factor.
Correct. But that's, of course, for the Democrats and Republicans.
Right. Whereas the Libertarians, it's critical to get out there and to spend more money. I mean, if you're a Libertarian and all you've got is $2,000 in your campaign account versus if you have $200,000, I mean, you'd have to admit that there's going to be a huge difference in your results.
Yeah, sure. You always get hurt a lot more, but when you get up high, it's not as much of a factor according to the research.
That makes sense. That makes sense. We appreciate it. Anything else on your mind, Tim?
No, that's all I got. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the clue. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It actually ties into an email I received about this from Kingston. He says, Ian, I was a little surprised to hear at the end of last night's show that you don't understand diminishing marginal returns. It applies to all investments, including political campaigns. And then he provides a link to the Wikipedia definition, diminishing returns in a production system, having fixed and variable inputs, keeping the fixed inputs constant as more of a variable input is applied, each additional unit of input yields less and less additional output. I mean, there's no doubt about it. We didn't just have time to delve into it because it was the last segment of the show. We couldn't really get into it, but I understand that there's diminishing returns. I mean, if you're running a political campaign, there's a certain point at which, if you keep spending, you're not going to get anything out of it. Now, with the Libertarian candidate, we don't know what that point is
because
most of them never get there. But I mean, I would presume that given let's just make a hypothetical election here, Manwich, us three are running for office, uh-huh. And Manwich, you're the Republican, Jason, you're the Democrat, and I'm the Libertarian. Well, you guys are spending.
He looks like a Democrat too with that long hair.
You guys are spending $500,000. It's just a little campaign in a little city. You guys are spending $500,000 each on your campaigns, and I've got $5,000. So I have, you know, a fraction of the amount that you're spending. So I can imagine that if we all were spending the same amount, and then I threw on an additional $2 million, the law of diminishing returns would definitely be in effect. But the question is, at what point does that come into effect? Because if I got $5,000 and I can up that to $50,000 and come close to you guys' $500,000, I'll be doing a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
And there's no doubt that libertarians get more votes per dollar spent on campaigns than any other candidate. That's because, and I think one of the factors is because our message is something so totally different. If you guys recall, Jesse Ventura ran for governor and won.
That's right.
He won in the state of Minnesota a few years back. And the reason why Jesse Ventura won, and by the way, he won out of nowhere. They didn't him to win.
He was behind in the polls, and in Minnesota, folks can register to vote on the same day that they go to vote.
Yeah, all the political wonks in the state were just, ha-ha, Jesse Ventura, little wrestlers run it. Who is he?
He was in Predator. Who cares?
Right, well, turns out what happened was Minnesota has same-day voting registration, so a bunch of people came out of the woodwork, people that had never voted before in their lives, people that were sick and tired of voting, they were sick and tired of the same old two choices, woke up and figured out that there was finally a third choice. And Jesse Ventura wasn't a libertarian, but a lot of the things he ran on, his campaign platforms, definitely were libertarian-esque.
Oh, yes.
They were definitely smaller government than the other two candidates.
And he had plenty of disdain for the pork barrel nonsense that goes on.
Exactly. So he managed to get people to turn out in droves who had never participated in the political process up until that point. And the political hacks were just zombified by it. They didn't know what to think about it. Because he managed to get his message out there. He managed to get the attention and got the return as a result of it.
Well, it's something to do with his career as a professional wrestler.
I think it had more to do with him being a Predator. Man, well, he was the coolest character in the world in that movie.
Okay? Yeah, got his chest blown out, unfortunately.
Whatever. Yeah.
Well, that was a factor, obviously, Manwich, but his celebrity got him more attention, and getting more attention means you're going to get more votes, and having more money on your campaign side is going to get you more attention. Now, I know you had an email about this, Manwich. It's sort of related. We're gonna hold off on that, because we got to go to the phones. Let's go to Frank in New York City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you this evening?
Quite well, Frank.
What's on your mind?
Good. I wanted to discuss briefly what's happening with the policy in Iran, but I wanted to add a corollary to what you were discussing regarding the money spent per vote.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah. We're going to talk about Iran and money spent if you hang on, all right?
Okay.
We're going to come back to you. 800-259-9231. That and more. We got the phone lines blowing up here. 800-259-9231. We'll get to you all. Be patient. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com, where you'll find our newest feature, the Wiki. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. As one of our listeners has described it, and I'm taking a liking to this description, it is an information vault, a vault of knowledge, and anybody can change it. Anybody can edit it, although we've had to lock down the front page so because of vandalism.
Well, we knew that that was going to happen. I mean, they could vandalize any other page, right?
Yes. Now you can vandalize any other page.
Yeah. And some obviously very confused individual vandalized my bio.
Oh, really?
Calling me, what was it? one of the coolest individuals in the world.
Well, now, what's wrong with that? I mean, that's a compliment, right?
Well, it is, but they're obviously
not backed up by anything.
No. I'm not cool.
800. So, yeah, visit the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Phone calls are blown up here. We got to go to the phones. Let's go to Frank in New York City. Frank, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Thanks a lot, gentlemen.
Yes, sir, Frank.
Before I get into the Iran issue, I just wanted to... a few things popped into my mind regarding the last discussion, and that's the fact that Milton Friedman really was a superb economist who brought forth in the 1970s a re-examination of the principles of the free markets, Adam Smith,
okay,
and others.
What
but
about
he
it?
wasn't really a political demographer, nor was he an expert in voting patterns.
Okay.
So that's important. And also, the discussion in a world whereby all parties would have access to the electorate and to the government and to the voting ballot, the discussion would be relevant. But if we look at recent American voting patterns in the United States over the last 50 years, we'll see that in the states of West Virginia, Illinois, and most recently Florida, among other states, where you have polarized parties, the Democratic and the Republican parties, and mm-hmm. their workers managing the polls, and then you have a new wild card, such as the Diebold voting machine, that doesn't offer a receipt or a method to
recount. Sure, they're questionable.
Votes.
They're certainly questionable at best.
So you could theoretically have a Libertarian candidate or a third-party candidate that could outspend the Democrats and the Republicans, but the fact that there would be not a guaranteed federal mandate that would allow them to get into all the primaries would prevent them from being on the ballot and would effectively keep them locked out. So,
or they could, or as you were pointing out, you know, maybe the voting machines will just be rigged to where they won't
correct.
Get the returns.
That is correct. And we know that a number of states, Alaska, Washington, have outlawed the Diebold machines in Oregon as well.
Hmm.
So in a sense, when you get into voting in a system representing 300 million people, with only two parties that ideologically follow the same major policies.
They're going to do everything they can to lock
correct.
Everyone out. No
okay.
doubt. Let's move to Iran
okay.
or Iraq. What you got
I'm
on,
very
on that?
I'm concerned because I know most recently Colin Powell and his former chief of staff, while he was the Secretary of State, have been commenting on the false intelligence they received.
That's correct. His former chief of staff came out and actually claimed that it was all a hoax.
That's correct. And even Colin Powell came out on five occasions and mentioned that, first of all, his speech at the UN in February of 2003 was a mark on his very good career
mm-hmm.
and something that he regrets. But the point is this, many of those same discourses with weapons of mass destruction are, you know, their heads are popping up again.
You're right, it's all happening over again, and everybody's chomping at the bit to go to war again. With what army, I'm not sure, but
well,
they're chomping at it.
I'm very concerned about this because I've spent a good bit of time rereading the Project for the New American Century, specifically the Clean Break paper that was done.
Now, these are the neocons, right? The Project for the New American Century?
Also, Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party that actually defined the strategy that we're going through with Iran. In fact, they had predicted it would be Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and then Iran.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm concerned about is the fact that in that paper, there really isn't a concern for creating democracies. It's basically destroying an armed army, destroying
right.
an infrastructure, and reducing any type of political stability with parties into a chaos. So in a sense...
For the purposes of what?
For the purpose
for spreading
of
freedom.
Restructuring the Middle East, in a sense. And I'm very concerned about that because the most amazing thing is the paper is still accessible to the people to read. Yet,
yeah.
you know, our people in Congress and the Senate don't spend the time to read that.
Well, they don't take the time to read their own bills. Man.
That's correct.
What do you expect out
exactly.
of these guys?
But what I'm concerned about, too, is the fact that it does look like that within the next 30 days we will be at war. And
you think? With Iran? You think we're going to war
I
in
do,
less than 30 days?
Two major things have happened in the last 48 hours.
Where are they
going
to get the troops from, though, Frank?
I don't know, but I've heard that Rumsfeld is
well,
going over to NATO.
A lot of them
NATO,
staged right there.
Going over to NATO and to Europe and other countries, and attempting to get a multinational force, which I don't know if he'll be able to.
It's going to be a bloodbath. There's no way these other nations are going to be convinced. I mean, do you really think that the other nations of the world, that even the ones that were involved in Iraq and have backed out, are going to jump on board for this one?
No, I don't think the people would, but one doesn't know about the governments. But my concern is this. In the last 48 hours, two major events have occurred. One, the oil burst that was supposed to begin operations on March 20th of next month has been halted. The oil burst, which is an oil market. It wouldn't be like the U.S. market or the European market. But it would be handled in euros, not in American dollars. That seems to be off. And most disturbingly, the joint pipeline between India and Iran that had been negotiated over the last 2 years, and the construction was actually to be begun, or maybe it is actually begun. That's been temporarily called off.
So is this all about oil again? Is that what you're saying?
I kind of believe it is.
Frank, thanks for the call, man. Okay. We really appreciate hearing from you, sir. And Frank's got a lot of info. And what? Maybe he's right. Maybe they are going to go through with this, because they're certainly clamoring. They're certainly huffing and puffing.
I can't imagine it would happen. I mean, after 9/11, and when the fine folks who run this country decided to go to war with Iraq, we had the globe's back. I mean, everybody felt for us. Everybody felt sorry for us because of what happened on 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the case now. We're an international pariah.
Internationally, but here in America, people are still saying that's not a bad idea. Let's go to war.
I think that the world community is more interested in going after Iran than they were us going after Iraq.
Really?
Yeah, well, they don't want Iran
to
have
the bomb. It's a suicide run, even worse than Iraq is. There's more people there. I mean, they were already riled up as a result of what we've been doing.
It's clear that we could put together enough people, the civilized nations of the world, the G8, whatever, could put together enough troops to go in there and shut Iran down. Sure.
But will they? And should they? Of course they shouldn't. We need to just stay the hell out. We need to pull all the troops back home.
UN's telling Iran to stop their nuclear program, and Iran's not doing it.
They don't have a nuclear weapons program, do they? I thought they were just researching nuclear reactors and stuff.
That's if you believe the crap that's coming out of Iran. I don't believe it. What in the world is the most oil-rich country in the world checking into nuclear power for?
Maybe they want some power plants. As I understand it,
so they can produce nuclear weapons.
As I understand it, and I haven't been paying a lot of attention, as I understand it, they had no problem allowing the UN inspectors in there to look around, just like old Saddam didn't have a problem with it.
No,
Saddam claimed he didn't have a program, and he didn't. 800-259-9231. Anyway, either way, it's none of our business. Either way, we need to stay out.
Very true.
We're coming back with more on the way. Immigration. Your calls. We got Russell on the line in New Hampshire. We're going to talk to him about his arrest today. So, lots to come. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once, and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, you take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. You want to keep up to date with what's going on with the show, get on the updates list. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Sign up for free there. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And you'll know it first whenever there's something to announce about Free Talk Live. All right, to the phones we go. We get calls holding, so we go to them. It is the show about your calls. Let's talk to John in New York. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Good, John.
Pretty well.
Very well. I was actually calling about immigration, which you were talking about a couple of nights ago. I remember you made a comment. I'm not sure who made it, but somebody said, you know, did immigrant groups in the past have this kind of trouble being accepted in society? Were these issues present in the past?
Okay.
And really, I looked into it a little bit, and as it turns out, a lot of the sort of stifling, awful regulation and laws that we have now stem not only from former immigration scares, but just flat-out racism.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like what?
For example, with immigration, there's always been intense anti-immigration sentiments, especially against the Chinese and in the 1800s, the Irish.
Figures. You know, people have been racist for a long time. That figures.
Yeah, and it wasn't even, you know, color racism. With the Irish, you know, stores had signs out in the front that said, no Irish need apply.
Right.
Because they didn't want people, you know, they didn't want this crazy mix working in their stores.
Yeah, right.
You know, and the stereotype always stays the same. Lazy, shiftless, they steal, they drink, but it changes ethnicities. You know, that's what Puerto Ricans were in the 80s, and now all of a sudden that's what Mexicans are. And
mm-hmm.
So people have these constant views of these immigrant groups.
Sure.
But, one thing that was really interesting was a lot of our anti-drug laws come from. I read this crazy statement from the guy that was the first attorney general when anti-drug laws went into action.
Mm-hmm.
And this statement was something along the lines of marijuana is unacceptable because it makes Negroes think that they can date white women.
Yeah, you're right. Mm. That honestly, that really was one of the major reasons why the war on marijuana was started back in the early 20th century, because black people smoked it. And
they talk about how they make their demonic jazz music whenever they smoke it.
Yeah, that's right.
I've read that one, too. Makes people crazy.
It's just insane. People tend not to think back before the year they were born. And if mm-hmm. they look at the history of these situations, you know, a lot of the, you know, especially very liberal types of people still are in favor of the war on drugs would be like, oh, this is just based on racism. It's completely unacceptable.
Yep. Yep, and you're right. That's a good point, that nobody bothers to really consider the things that they live with, whether it be the educational system or the war on drugs. We were raised to believe that this government must have these laws for a reason, but yet we never delve into the reasons why the laws are there. And as it turns out, the reasons are despicable.
Yeah, and generally, even with alcohol prohibition, it's really glossed over in the schools, because if you figure out that it's like, oh, it didn't work because you can't prohibit a substance, people will get it one way or another, then, I don't know, that could change a few minds. I don't know how well that would go over in the American high school system.
Indeed. John, anything else on your mind tonight?
Oh, yeah. The one other thing was with this Kilo versus New London situation. It sounds like it's beyond the realm of being able to be fixed in the court.
Yeah, it's just going to get worse.
Yeah, so, unless the Supreme Court somehow turns itself around.
Yeah, honestly, the only way I can see letting those people keep keeping their houses would be if activists got together and did some real civil disobedience. You know,
like what? What do you got in mind?
Well, when the bulldozers show up, you sit down in front of the building and you don't move.
Right.
Or when the police show up to take the kilos out, you make a human wall.
Well, we actually know from speaking to the homeowners, at least some of them are willing to take it all the way to the bulldozers and stand in front of the bulldozers. And we know that Lauren, one of our listeners, is there living in one of the apartment buildings that is owned by one of the landowners. She's going to do it. She's going to stand all the way till the very bitter end, whatever that is. And I know they've got some activists there that are willing to do that sort of thing. So we've got our fingers crossed, and hopefully it won't come to it. But it looks like it. I mean, it's eventually going to have to come to some sort of show of force and show of solidarity in defense of that, in backing up that force. Thanks for the call, John. We appreciate hearing from you, man. 800-259-9231. I mean, because at this point, we reported earlier this week, I think it was yesterday, that the city of New London has given them a deal. They've given them a deal. They're going to let them stay in their homes as long as they pay them rent. As long as the homeowners pay the city rent to live in their own homes. And the reason why they're making that deal is because the government doesn't really want it to come down to bulldozers. They don't really want it to come down to the goon squad coming in and kicking innocent, harmless people out of their homes. That's why. They want to make it so that somebody's going to just say, okay, and we can brush this under the rug, and everyone will forget about it, and we can move on and take somebody else's property 5 years later. But the homeowners in this case are saying, no, we're not going to take your deal. We paid for these homes. We owned these homes. Even though you've got the deeds, we think we still own them. Because they should. Their homes were stolen from them.
You know, what we never heard, though, is what happened to the money? You know, they were offered some pittance, some minor...
A fraction of what the homes were actually worth.
Half of the money, then the government
They've been offered again, I'm sorry, because one of them took it. Because it was the Kilo 7, and then it went down to the Kilo 6, so there was another offer made.
So there's money out there that's for the homeowners in purchase of their property, but they're supposed to pay rent on... And what's happened to the mortgages on these properties? There's a lot of financial questions that are really up in the up in the air on
it's a mess.
Point.
Let's go to Russell in New Hampshire. Russell, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey there, guys.
Evening, Russell.
Talking about the Kilo 7 guys.
Yeah.
When I asked them, a couple of them, what happens with the bulldozers and things like that, and they said, oh, we've already defeated the bulldozers. That was like 5 years ago.
Really?
And they said it wasn't a bulldozer, it was actually a backhoe.
Huh. What did they do?
So, they just stood them down.
Right on.
And so they said that they've already been through that, it might happen again, like you guys said.
Indeed. Well, at least they've got experience at it happening once. Now they can do it again.
Yeah, they said they have a whole bunch of people lined up and a couple of radio guys that'll help mobilize people if that happens again.
Excellent. That's great.
I think they're going to slowly win.
Man, it's a mess. It's a really terrible situation, but we're definitely going to keep our eyes on it. I hope you're right, Russell. I really do. Now, you actually didn't win earlier today. You ended up in the clink.
Yeah, exactly.
What happened this morning?
They were in New Hampshire. There's this group. Actually, they're all over the nation that teaches lawyers various things. They have little lawyer seminars, and they're based out of like Wisconsin or Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
We found out that they were having an eminent domain teaching seminar in the middle of our state,
like a how to take someone's property seminar.
Oh yeah, and when you went to the list of classes, it made you sick.
Really? Can you give me some examples?
Well, it was like, the idea was teaching people the proper ways to do this. And it was, it'd have topics of, how to defeat resistance, what to do when homeowners do this. This
wow.
Or that,
how to spin it in the press.
Thug school.
How bad, how much do you have to pay before it's not worth taking the houses and stuff. And the way these evil lawyers talk, it's just, they're so evil, they don't even realize how far gone they are.
Yeah, I think you're right about
that. So we decided that, well, if they're going to have a seminar in the middle of our state, well, we need to show them that, we don't like
that.
Damn straight.
So we've got a couple of us that just a few of us showed up this morning and told him that we'd...
Because it was pretty bright and early. I want to get the rest of the story. Russell, can you hang on?
Yeah.
We're going to come back to you. 800-259-9231. Russell, his wife Kat, they were both out there. There's probably some other people there. And him and his wife ended up getting arrested. We'll find out why. We'll find out the rest of the story. And we'll take your calls about anything. It is your show. 800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Bring up anything, political issue, personal problem, anything that's on your mind goes. Dean here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have lots of stuff on our website, and it's all there for free. But in return for giving you everything free, we ask a simple favor. We ask that you vote for Free Talk Live. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is your email address. It'll take you less than a minute's time to register your vote, and it helps us because it keeps us on the top of the podcast charts. We're currently at number 3.
But yeah, we're lagging.
It's out of 13,000, so not too shabby, but we could do better with your vote if you go to vote.freetalklive.com. Again, vote.freetalklive.com. All right, back to the phones we go. Back to Russell in New Hampshire. Russell, super activist up there in New Hampshire. You are a member of the New Hampshire Freedom Movement at nhfree.com. That's where people can go to find out more about what's happening up in New Hampshire, some of the exciting things that, you know, you guys have done some really just amazing things over the last year up there. And today, the saga continues. You were outside of a hotel to protest an eminent domain seminar. There was a bunch of lawyer types, probably some political hacks in there, that were learning how to take people's property. And naturally, the pro-freedom movement wanted to come out and have something to say about that. So we continue with your story, Russell. You arrived at the hotel. What happened?
Yeah, we weren't. We had heard that George Bush was going to be there also that day, so we weren't sure how close we'd be able to get to the hotel or what the security was like and stuff like that.
Right.
And when we got there, we were able to park right across the street from the hotel. It was no big deal. I went walking around the hotel, found out where the president was coming, and they directed me to the other end of the place where the eminent domain thing was. So we went over there and took some pictures of some fat cat lawyers and the evil guys there and held our signs and made them feel uncomfortable and stuff like that. And then the hotel kicked us out that we couldn't be in the expo center anymore, so we left.
Huh, it's their property.
Yeah, so we went, we were kind of surprised we'd be able to go in at all because it was kind of quiet over in that part. So we went out to the street, and we were wandering around with our, we had taken down a couple of our eminent domain signs and put up a couple of, my wife had a sign that said, you know, Bush and the feds are equals fascism.
Right.
And I had my New Hampshire secession sign.
Gotcha.
We were walking around.
Was it just you and your wife, or was there any other New Hampshire Freedom Movement people there?
There was only me, my wife, my daughter, and one of our friends.
Hmm.
And then some people were starting to...
Oh, dear. Are you on a cell phone, Russell?
No.
Okay.
We're okay.
Okay. Let's cut now for a moment there. Go ahead. So you're walking around, you're outside. What happened?
Yeah, so then I got back to their group, and I found out that, the Secret Service had come up there and told us that we needed to go across the street. Because they told us that... There was an arrangement for there to be a that we needed to be across the street, and they said, "Well, you didn't arrange it with us. We feel like we should go wherever we want to."
Yeah. Well, were you still on private property at that point?
No, this is on the sidewalk.
Right.
So we were next to people that are like at a bus stop on it's a big sidewalk in the middle of town in front of the big buildings.
Did they ask the people on the bus stop to go across the street too?
Oh no, because they weren't holding signs. So that was the thing. They act like they're not holding back our free speech, but it had everything to do with that we had a sign and that George Bush was going to be there in a couple hours.
Right. So, it'd be one thing if the president was expected to arrive at the hotel and they wanted to clear the street of everybody to where the president could walk through and not get shot by something. It'd be one thing for that to be the case, but to select you because you're holding a sign and ask you to move into what essentially is a free speech zone. We've reported on this on the show before. They have areas, whenever the president's going somewhere, they have areas where the protesters are supposed to be. You can't just be any old place, any old public place. You have to be in one specific area, and that's what they essentially asked you to do, right?
Yeah, that must be what they were meaning is, In our town, it was meant to be across the street, I guess.
Okay.
And so we told them that, we're going to walk around wherever we want to, because, we should be free to do that.
Yeah, you're free Americans, supposedly.
He didn't like that, and so he told me he was going to warn me a couple times, and then he clamped on the handcuffs.
Was this a Secret Service agent that did this?
No, this is all Manchester City Police.
Oh, I see.
But they were taking orders from the...
How do you know?
Because the guy said, we'll be sending the police over here. And,
Got it.
They've just taking all those.
And because the reason we were, because we say, well, why do you have to do this? You don't have to do this. You can back down. Nobody's going to, hate you because you backed down and didn't throw me in jail or something like that. And they said, well, I have to do this because you guys are supposed to be over in this spot. They're enforcing. They're not enforcing Manchester laws. They're enforcing...
They're enforcing the edict of the Secret Service.
So, if the president hadn't been there, I could have stood there all day long with that sign.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. I think that's what we'll do is we'll go back there on another day and take pictures and say, see, now it's legal.
So then what happened? So they locked you into the handcuffs, then what?
Yeah, so as they're talking to me and doing that kind of stuff, my wife starts getting agitated that I'm about to go off to jail. And they're wondering why she's not remaining calm and excited about the idea of, your husband's going to disappear for a while, I kept talking to them, and the cops sometimes don't think, they don't understand that, this is their job, this is kind of like fun for them. If I would have put handcuffs on them, they would have flipped out and gone nuts.
Of course they would.
And they expect us to be like, calm down, ma'am.
Thank you, officer. Thank you for handcuffing me.
So my wife took my camera out of my pocket and started taking pictures, and they just kind of flipped out about that.
Oh.
And so then they put handcuffs on her, and she started wigging out. because she's, you know, being thrown in jail, and that's what happened.
And you guys got busted. There's charges involved here. I want to find out a little bit more about your plan, because you do have a court date set. And the last time you were arrested was in an airport. I believe you pleaded guilty. We're going to talk about what your plan is. So if you can hang on, Russell, we've got more questions for you. 800-259-9231. It's Russell Canning from New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Freedom Movement, NHFree.com. He was arrested last year in Manchester Airport. We'll come back with more. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now. 1-800-300-8069.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free at 1-800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 1-800-419-2335. Remember, at iCare, we care.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams for free. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, go get them at freetalklive.com. Back to the phones. Back to Russell in New Hampshire. Russell, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. So just to recap, you, your wife, and a couple other people, including your daughter, were all out this morning in Manchester, New Hampshire. You were protesting an eminent domain seminar that was going on to teach lawyers how to take people's private property, which is disgusting, and we're glad you were out there doing that. But coincidentally, the President of the United States happened to be in town that morning, and he happened to be coming to the very same hotel that the eminent domain seminar was being held at. You guys were out on the street. You were holding some signs. The cops came by. They asked you to cross the street because apparently there's some agreement, according to them, that protesters should be across the street from the hotel. You weren't on private property, so you said, no, that's okay. We didn't agree to that. And at that point, they came back. They put you and your wife in handcuffs, and they took you to jail. What's the rest of the story?
Well, they hauled us off and treated us poorly like they always do. They they seem to not understand the concept of, you know, when we're arrested, we're not guilty yet.
Mm.
They don't, you know, they don't treat people in jail as if they're innocent until proven guilty.
No, they really don't.
Because until I've been into a court and the guy has said you're a bad person, you know, I'm not supposed to get punished. But they treat you as if, you know, that's already been determined.
Right.
But then magically, after a while, they'll decide, oh, you guys can post bail, and now your chains are taken off, and now you're a normal person. You could walk out, and I could have walked back down to the same street corner and held up my sign.
So you managed to post bail. What was the charge that they brought against you guys? Was it standing in an unauthorized area? I mean, what was it?
It was, what do they call that? Disorderly conduct.
How are you being disorderly? Just because you didn't follow their orders?
That's a good question.
And you guys are going to court. When's the court date on this?
March 1st is our arraignment.
Now, what are you planning on doing?
Well, it'll kind of depend on what they, you know, what they do. If they want to drop everything and make no big deal about it, then we can just go with that.
Will you be able to find that out in advance as to whether or not they're planning on dropping it, or won't you just find out that the day of?
I might find when I go in there, because. But if they say, what do you plead to being disorderly, I'm going to say, I wasn't being disorderly. You know, I'm not guilty of that.
Okay, good.
So,
good, because the last time we all kind of were hoping that you'd say not guilty on the airport protest that you did. But in this case, you're definitely going to stand up to these charges and you're going to fight them. And hopefully the New Hampshire Freedom Movement will crank out some people to accompany you to the courtroom, because I'm a little disappointed that only four people were there this morning. But hopefully you'll have some people behind you. Maybe you can get them to pass out some jury nullification information.
<That's true. laughs> That would be good.
Yeah,
then they get thrown in jail for doing that, too.
Well, no, actually, that's unlikely. I mean, the more people there are out there doing jury nullification information, the less likely anything's going to happen. Done it. Down here in Florida, we had about six people, just six people, and I know you guys can crank out more than that. We had six people distributing FIJA information out in front of a courthouse. The cops came up and asked us what we were up to, and then they walked away, because they're not going to mess with six people, because that's just too much trouble for them. So I hope that you guys stay on top of this and try to milk this for as much as it's possibly worth, because it's definitely controversial, and you know, this could get some national attention. I mean, protesters arrested during Bush's visit to New Hampshire, who are going to stand up and say not guilty on this. I think it's exciting, Russell. And keep us informed, all right, man?
Okay.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. Hour number three is on the way. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.